You're listening to Cultivating the Lovely, episode 15. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. This is the podcast all about pouring the labor, care, and study into the roles that God has given us as wives, moms, women, and His children. It is meant to inspire us to be living with passion, intention, beauty, and delight in the everyday moments right where we're at. I'm your hostess, Mackenzie Monroe, from boldturquoise.com and cultivatingthelovely.com, along with the Cultivating the Lovely morning show on Periscope. We are finally back with new episodes, ladies. I am so excited that we are finally able to get everything together and get the podcast rolling again. In order to keep things moving, we've decided to switch to just an interview once a month style with maybe a few other shorter shows that I will throw in here and there just to keep us all caught up on what is happening in the community and maybe offer some helpful tidbits from my own life as we're walking through the year. So that's kind of the plan for what is happening with the podcast now, because I know a lot of you have been so curious and patient, which I really appreciate. But before we dive into this episode with the wonderful Olivia Cagle, I want to give you all a few updates about things happening in the community, especially since it has been a while since we've had a show. First of all, for those of you who aren't aware, we have an amazing community on Facebook that is ripe with fellowship and prayer. I have been so blessed by everything that has been happening over there, and if you haven't checked it out yet, then you're going to for sure want to check out Cultivating the Lovely on Facebook. We also have a thriving community on Instagram, which has been so much fun lately. That is where we are hosting all of our challenges that we currently have running. So we have a CTL Wake Up Challenge where you can set your own time that is going to be the most life-giving to you, to be getting up before your kids and doing things that really fill you up. So that is a challenge that we are featuring on Instagram, along with our weekly room organization challenges. So if you want to see anything more about that, then you can check out boldturquoise.com and then click on Periscope, and we've got all the links to our challenges and good information. You'll also be able to find all of these links in our show notes for this show at cultivatingthelovely.com/15. Of course, we always have our morning show on Periscope, which is now Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays around 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. And last but not least, we just opened our summer mug sale yesterday. So many ladies have begged for us to bring the signature Cultivating the Lovely mugs back since their November release. And now we have not only the mugs, which everyone loves, but a brand new, really fun summer tumbler with our Be Bold and Gracious logo that is super cute and just really pretty and fun. And it's the perfect thing to put your summer iced tea or lemonade or whatever in while you're sitting by the pool or you're just hanging out at home. So you can check those out in our shop at shop.boldturquoise.com. You can also go to our show notes at cultivatingthelovely.com/15 to find the links. But now, without further ado, let's get to this fun episode with Olivia Cagle. I met Olivia almost a year ago on Periscope, and it has been such a blessing knowing her and learning from her. She is a diastasis recti specialist. She helps moms and women and whoever is dealing with diastasis issues, which is the separation of your abdominal wall muscles, to help get things figured out and pulled back together. And she has just done wonders for my life. I can't wait to share more of her story and her passion with you guys. You can find her at fittabulousmoms.com. But let me just let her tell you all about it. So let's dive right in with Olivia Cagle. Hello and welcome, Olivia.
Well, thank you, Mackenzie. I'm glad to be here. Very honored.
I am so excited to have you today because we've been working a lot together lately because I am in Olivia's boot camp right now. I feel like I need a bumper sticker that says Olivia Cagle kicks my butt because she's doing a really good job of it, but it's really good for me. It's kicking my butt in the best way. So, Olivia, why don't you introduce yourself to my audience?
Well, my name's Olivia Cagle, and I'm a prenatal postnatal corrective exercise specialist and a diastasis restoration specialist. I am married to a wonderful man. His name is Dusty, and we have 7 kiddos together. We are a blended family, and they range from age 25, 20, 20, 19, 17, 14, and 2 years old. So
that's so amazing. That's quite the jump.
It really is. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be a pro at this. I've done this so much, and my little girl has thrown me for a loop. So
they
keeps me on my toes.
They have to do that. They're all different.
They are. They really are. And she has been my most energized child. And that's saying a lot because I had two that were very energized. So,
wow.
Yeah. And I'm a homeschool mom. I homeschool my boys, and I'm going to homeschool little Bree too. So I'm awesome. Real excited about that.
That's awesome. Yeah, she's so cute. When I see her in your little scope shows and everything, I see her like playing with her little pretend food, and she's just so cute.
Thank you. Yes. She likes to try to make her appearances sometimes.
Yes. Well, she's a little starlet in the making.
Yes.
So you're a diastasis specialist. So can you explain more to people, if they're not familiar with that term, what it is that means?
Yes. And people say diastasis or diastasis. I've heard it pronounced both ways, but it's just really the easiest way to explain it. It's a separation of the left and right abdominal walls. You have a connective tissue that runs down the center of your belly called the linea alba. And most people think that it is caused by pregnancy. Now, that can bring it on, and I know you told me that you wanted me to prove to you that that did not.
Like, I need to send you some pictures of me being pregnant, because I'm pretty sure.
But the thing is a lot of times we already have bad alignment, where we don't breathe correctly. When you're pregnant, if you learn how to do belly pumping, which it strengthens your transverse abdominal, that can actually help your belly not to get overgrown. And yeah, so pregnancy can, a lot of women who have twins end up having this, you know. I mean, so I'm not going to say that the pregnancy didn't cause it altogether, and that can be confusing, but most women think it's just caused by pregnancy, that's it, and there's nothing else. And so that linea alba, what happens is it can get, it's kind of think of it like cellophane, and it can get stretched out very, 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 very thin, and then your muscles kind of follow along on the outside of that. So then you don't have anything protecting you anymore. And to put it nicely, I guess, your guts can kind of hang out.
Yes.
So it can cause a huge issue. And it's not just about the looks of it, you know, but it's about the function of your body. And it can give you lower back pains, pelvic organ prolapse, leakage problems. So it's something that you really need to look at if you have it, to correct it. And a lot of doctors will tell you that the only thing to correct it is surgery. Now, I'm not saying you don't need surgery, but I think you need to exhaust everything, because so many women have been able to heal it and function really great without the surgery.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. I agree. And I think that a lot of times, not all doctors, but a lot of doctors are just so quick to jump to the medical fix. And it's like, well, what can we do naturally to help support these things? And I know that having worked as a birth and postpartum doula myself, I, you know, got knowledgeable about a lot of these issues years ago, but didn't really know how to fix it. All I knew was don't do sit-ups, because that'll just make it worse. But I didn't know what I could do to fix it.
Yes, exactly. And people aren't telling you that. The awareness is getting out there now.
Yeah.
But now you have a lot of differing opinions. And I've even watched some stuff online, and I'm like, oh, please don't tell them this. So yeah. There's a lot of stuff online, and it's really hard for women to know where to turn and who to trust.
Oh, it absolutely is. I think, you know, that you can look it up on Pinterest, you can look it up on YouTube, and everybody has something different to say about it. And you just want someone who's really knowledgeable and has obviously done their research, which is why I really value all of the resources that you have to offer, because I feel like they're just so well founded. So do you want to tell us a little bit about how you even got into this field?
Yeah, sure. I did not even realize this is what I was going to be doing, but the Lord had different plans for me. as that happens a lot of times.
Yes.
And so I've always loved fitness and nutrition, even when I was little. I remember going to the store with my mom, and she would get me, like the health food store, and she would get me these health food candy bars. Mm-hmm. And back then, they were disgusting.
Yeah.
And but I would pretend like I liked them. I don't know why, but I just did that. And so I just went ahead and for some reason, I just liked fitness and nutrition. And I was always in sports and everything. And very early on, I got my personal trainer's license and aerobic certification. I was about 20 years old. The Lord always put people in my path. It's just very interesting to see my life that would actually teach me things. I was mentored by an herbalist for free for 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a very neat experience. And then later on, I got interested in prenatal fitness. And I found a course online. It was a prenatal postnatal corrective exercise specialist course. And I fell in love with the corrective exercise part. I was very intrigued by, I learned so much more than a personal trainer's course. And I was very mm-hmm. intrigued by how we can correct aches and pains in our bodies. And, you know, sometimes when you go to the gym, you just work out, you don't know what you're doing. And so mm-hmm. that really intrigued me. And for pregnant moms, you can actually help prevent aches and pains in the body that you get. And then how you work out, that's a huge thing with corrective exercise. And there was a small section of diastasis in that course. And I had no clue what that was. And I just kind of skimmed over that part because I wasn't, like I said, I had no clue I was going to be doing this.
Yeah.
But I am a huge researcher. And I started researching more about corrective exercise and alignment and movement and function. And I kept running across pelvic floor health, alignment issues. And I really can't even tell you how I stumbled across this, honestly.
Yeah.
But I remember reading a post about diastasis somewhere, and I can't remember even the website. And then it just dawned on me, hey, we talked about this in my course. Mm-hmm. And I went back over it and I looked over it. And then I started digging deeper into it online and researching it. And I thought, wow, these women, they need help. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Through all my research, and when I say I research almost to a fault sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's really hard for me to turn my brain off. So
I do the same thing, so I totally get it.
Okay, is that the ENFP?
I think it is.
Okay, so because I'm still learning about that.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, I piece stuff together, and I think a lot of people they always say, what's your gift? What's your gift? And I do think one of the gifts that the Lord has given me is I can break things down simply mm-hmm. after what I research to help other people.
That's
so
awesome.
Instead of saying huge muscle, you know, the names of muscles, I just point to them or whatever. People don't really need to know the scientific stuff. Unless they want to know it, they can go research it. But mm-hmm. most women just want to know, how can you help me?
Yeah.
So I put all this stuff together and I pieced it together to form a program of stuff that I learned. And I don't even know how I got the courage up to work with my first client, the diastasis, to be honest. But I just knew in my heart, and this is how I knew it was the Lord. I just knew in my heart it was going to work. I just thought, this has got to work. And so she called me a week later and she said, is it supposed to be better in a week? And I said, well, sure it is. I guess so. And so I just kept getting testimonies like that when I would work with women. And I was looking at my husband going, I'm so just humbled and overwhelmed by this. And then my clients became my best teachers, because if they would come to me with a question and I wouldn't know it, I would go dig and I'd find the answer, because there's really no course right now to teach you about diastasis. There are people who talk about it but to be certified in it, I guess is what I'm trying to say,
mm-hmm.
to teach a course. So that's kind of how that came about. And I just keep trying to perfect it the more I research. And honestly, my heart's passion is to see women set free from bondages so that they can walk in the purpose that God's called them to. And I remember thinking, how is this what you want me to do, Lord? Because you've given me such a passion for women and their heart and their healing. And I had a dream one night. And in the dream, it was talking about core, their core, because I had just been doing some volunteer counseling training for people at church. Huh. And we were talking about their core, their inner spiritual life. And I had a dream about the core. And I woke up and the Lord showed me a book, and he talks to me in dreams a lot. And I went and got the book and I opened it up, and it was talking about core.
How interesting.
And so, and he would keep giving me the scripture, Isaiah 61, over and over, that the Lord has anointed and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, the poor, and afflicted. He has sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives. Huh. And that's the amplified version, but the Lord kept showing me the physical and the spiritual how they work. Yes. And how they work together. So I don't really know how all this is going to look, but I just took a step of faith and I started taking little steps. And I tell you, I was a little apprehensive at first because I knew there's other women out there. They're smarter than me, physiotherapists and all these things. And I thought, well, why me, Lord? But he just said, just trust me. And so this is where he has me right now. And I just really have a heart to help these women. And I'm constantly researching and learning. And the Lord is so gracious even to put stuff in my path to help me to help them. And so if that kind of gives you an idea.
Yeah. Well, I love it. And I love just watching you on Scope and kind of getting to know you and what you had to offer that way. And then really for me, okay, if I really back up. So all my pregnancies, my stomach gets like crazy bigger than it did the last time. I'm gonna send you the pictures.
Okay, like, yes,
send me the picture. What in the world? So right before I got pregnant with my last baby, baby number 4, Eliana, I was like, okay, this diastasis thing needs to get under control and I'm gonna get it fixed. And I contacted a company that was maybe gonna help me and we were gonna work together, like with my blog. And the day that they said, okay, we wanna do it, I found out I was pregnant with her. I was like, oh, never mind. Like, oh. All hope is lost. Like, here we are again. I'm just going to have to wait. And so then it was really, I've been knowing that I needed to get it under control. You know, she's one now and really feeling like, okay, I should probably look into this more again. I probably need to start watching Olivia on Scope again. And then I did the interview with Amy Roberts and she was talking about taking care of herself and how the Lord really revealed to her, because I think so many women feel guilty when they take care of themselves, because we feel like we should be spending that time or money or whatever taking care of our families and we're supposed to be selfless and all this stuff. But when she said to me that we are a temple and God wants us to take care of his temple, it was like this light dawned in my head and I was like, okay, that's true. The godly thing for me to do here is to make sure that I'm taking care of myself so that I can take care of my family and do it well. I'm not doing anybody any good if I'm not taking care of myself. And I feel especially if we do have more children, if the Lord blesses us with more, I need to get this stomach put together so, you know, I'm not carrying the baby between my knees, because I'm fairly certain that that's what's going to happen next time.
So. You are hilarious. You always crack me up with the stuff you say. But, you know, honestly, that's huge. So God has given us a call and purpose, right? And so how can we do that to the best of our ability if we're not taking care of ourselves? Yeah. So that, and like I said, it goes hand in hand. But something you said, there's a misconception, I think, because this is what I hear a lot. Women say, well, I'll work on it after I'm pregnant. And I want to say, No.
Yes.
You need to work on it now. Let's strengthen you right now while you're pregnant. You know, let's
Yes.
work on some of those, that transverse abdominal. Let's work on, and even if they don't want to work out, the breathing exercises are huge. You need to be doing that if you're pregnant and doing some of the
Yes.
belly pumping I talk about. So that's going to even help. So
Well, and that was something that, even being a doula and all of that, I didn't know until I started talking to you that even during pregnancy, like there are things you can be doing to be helping it not just get out of control. Because I end up having so much back pain and rib pain and all these things. I'm like, if I would have known, it probably wouldn't have been as bad. So that makes me really excited to have found you. And also the fact that you offer different options. You have, your diastasis fixed course that somebody can just do on their own, but you also offer these boot camps where it's groups of ladies together. We're all, talking to each other in the Facebook group. And this boot camp, we've actually mostly paired off also. So we're like keeping accountable to one other person specifically. And that accountability factor is so huge, I think. And it's been really helpful because I'm not a workout person. I have friends who are like
Yes.
laughing at me that I am doing this. I'm like, I know. But that accountability factor has been huge.
Yes, and let me tell you, I have been tempted, very tempted, to take my product by itself off
Yeah.
of sale and just do the boot camps. And the reason why is because I can't stand it when somebody buys it and then they don't do it because I want them to do it.
Sure.
And I know if they're in the boot camp, they have more of, like the accountability that is there. They're going to get through it more. And I don't think anybody right now is offering these boot camps, for women with the diastasis. And so
Yeah.
I've just seen this is the second one I've done, the boot camp wise, and I love the interaction going on and how women post in there to encourage each other, and
Yeah.
it just helps keep you going. So that's one of my favorite parts. So now I'm just kind of going, should I offer it still as a course?
Yeah.
I know there's going to be people out there that want to do the individual course. But you see what I'm saying?
Oh, totally. Because I've actually purchased like months' memberships to other websites that are supposed to have, exercises that are safe if you have diastasis and all of that. But I didn't do them. Like, there was no
Yes.
drive for me to do it. I didn't have anybody keeping me accountable. There was nobody that I was, trying to be responsible to other than myself. And I put myself on the back burner, and I don't like working out. And so if I don't have that drive and other people who I know are going to be asking me, have you done this today? Where are you at? It's just been a big difference to me. And I've heard other women say that too. Like, we've had subscriptions other places and it just didn't work. So why would this be any different? And I've tried to explain to him, it just is, because you're in there with this group of women. We all feel like we're in the same place. We've had all these kids, and not everybody's had a ton of kids. That's been fun to see too. Some people have one, some people have 11, I think. So it's
Yes,
been
yes.
really cool to see us all come together.
It has, and that's why I like this format. So I may just go to this format because I really love helping these women, and I love the interaction and getting to really feel like I work with them. And then if they have a problem going through it, I can hop on Scope real quick and go, here, let's do this real fast, or here, let's do this real fast. And so their questions could get answered. Whereas if you're doing it by yourself, you're just kind of like, oh, am I doing this right? And, because it can be, it's a little confusing. It's not just like a regular workout program. You've got some healing going on that's needing to take place.
Well, and that's the other part of it that I really like about your program that I haven't seen other places is that it's not just about the workouts, but that you place a lot of importance on the food as well.
Yes. Yeah. And that's huge because women with diastasis, they, some women really deal with the bloating issue. And let me tell you, that is a mystery because it isn't a one size fits all. And so, like I said, I've tried to go in and research a whole lot and just give a lot of different options for women to keep trying. And then I know I put an article in there about how to keep a food journal and to really pay attention, to what your body's doing. So, yeah, that's a mystery. So it's something that I don't think it's going to be It's not a one size fits all for sure.
Yeah. But I like that you incorporate that it's not just about doing the exercises, like your nutrition matters. And you can tell you've done the research on both sides and how to actually use your nutrition to work for you in the workout so that you're maximizing the effects of how you're working out your body. I just love how you've made that all work together.
That's my version 2.0. That's what I'm saying. I continue learning.
Yes. Well, it's awesome.
Well,
so
thank you.
What made you decide to do these classes online versus offering them just to people who are locally around you?
Well, that's a good question. I actually started learning about online business years ago, and I actually had a site called The Happy Home Executive where it taught moms how to make money from home. And it was a monthly membership site, and I would do interviews and give tips, and I would do interviews with people who had home-based businesses, and they would give them ideas, and it was a lot of fun. So I did that, and then from there I opened another business called Your Internet Consultant, where I actually set up websites for businesses, and I got them on the first page of Google.
Wow.
And yeah, so, but some things happened in my life, and I just kind of dissolved those businesses. So when I started looking into starting another business, I was really praying about which direction to go, because as much as I liked those, it wasn't like this passion of mine. I was just learning and doing, but this is where the Lord has had me right now. And so it was only natural for me to start up an online business because that's what I had done before. Plus, it keeps me home with my kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one kiddo right now because my boys are actually grown. So it's so strange. I have one kiddo in the house with me now, and my stepkids, they do live with their mom. So, and then I'm going to homeschool Bree. So that's just really important to me to be able to stay home.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think that that's cool. And it is harder. I found, you know, leading an online community and everything, people say like, oh, you must just like get together with people all the time, also in real life. And it's like, no, why do you think I lead an online community? I'm with these children all the time. I have to have an outlet somewhere, but it's hard for me to actually be able to make that happen in real life a lot of times where I can facilitate it more if it's online. So
me too. Me too. I understand that. Yes.
So you're doing the business thing and the mom thing, and you've got a little one. So how are you balancing that? Is there a balance there? What does real life kind of look for you?
I don't think there's ever a balance, honestly.
Amen, sister. Right?
What does that look like? I'm thinking, who has it balanced? Because I want to learn.
Yeah.
But I don't get it right every day. And if I'm working a whole lot in my business, like let's say I'm trying to get, there's some days I'm just going to get busier than others.
Mm-hmm.
And the house is going to fall apart probably on those days. Or if I'm spending a whole lot more time with Bree, then I'm not doing as much stuff in my business probably. Or, mm-hmm. I mean, there's just not the balance. I have to look at it every day and think, okay, what is it I need to do today? And following a plan that actually fits my personality best has really been important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that down 100% because my personality is really fly by the seat of your pants.
Yeah.
And I get stuff done last minute. I thrive last minute. So that can be a little stressful, but that's how my personality works. And that can really look off balanced at times.
Yeah.
And, but one thing that has worked for me is setting timers. Mm-hmm. So I will set a timer for 20 minutes or something because Brie is so small.
Yeah.
And I'll set a timer for 20 or 30 minutes and I'll say, okay, I'm going to work. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to work now. And this is what you have to do. And once the timer goes off, then mommy's going to play with you. We're going to have playtime or reading time or something. And she knows to listen for that timer. So that is something that has helped me with my little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I really like to use that timer. She likes the timer. So just finding something that works for your kiddos too. And then when my husband gets home, just putting up my phone so we can, you know, have our quality time together. And I will pull my phone out though at in the evenings and answer some questions of some of my boot campers or emails that I have. And he knows that. And we've talked about that. As long as we talk about it and he knows and we're both on board, I think that that's the key. Just finding out what's okay with him and how we compromise and work together.
I think that's a really good and important point. I find that the more my husband and I are actually communicating about things, then the less frustrations end up arising. If we can just be open with each other and talk about, okay, this is what's going on, then it just, everything works so much smoother and there doesn't end up being that resentment or frustration or misunderstandings.
Right, exactly. Communication is key.
Yeah, I agree. So with all of your working out and everything, is that what you consider your me time? Or are there other ways that you are filling yourself up to make sure that you are able to be pouring out to these boot campers and your family and everything?
No, that is not me time.
Okay.
It's never been me time because I work out at home. So this is a family affair. And the boys have always, like, they would always work out with me when they were younger. And now Bree will go get her little weights and get on my mat with me and work out. But the cool thing about it is they work out now and they take care of themselves. So that was something that was important to me for them to learn. And I guess how I fill myself up is getting up early and having quiet time with the Lord. I put worship music on during the day, and so I can just, if things are crazy, I just quiet my spirit and just listen and worship. And I also like to do bath time and reading time at the same time. So nice. Those are ways that I fill up. If I don't do that, I'm just no good.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, that's good to hear that. It's not workout time that's your me time, because I feel like I know I'm doing this to help my body, but it doesn't make me very happy.
No.
It's like, okay, this is work. I have to do it, you know?
Yeah. You know, what's funny is the boys would used to come in the room, I remember, and I'd say, you can't walk, come in here and watch. If you're in here, you have to work out.
Oh, that's a good point.
What? I'd say, nope, come on, get your weights. Let's work out. And so either they would or they'd be like, oh, I'm not in the mood today, Mom.
Yeah, that's funny. But that's
or
a good...
they're climbing on you, right?
Yes. Oh, I had that one day. It was like one was under me, one was over me, one was thunking me in the head with something. It was like, for real, guys?
Yeah, that's how it is.
But speaking of family then, so meal plan wise, has your family always been on board with like the clean eating because you just kind of always did that and they never knew any different? Or, you know, what has that experience been for you? And if it has been wonderful, do you have advice for moms who are maybe having a harder time implementing that with their families?
You know, when I first started, the boys were young and they kind of were a little apprehensive, but they learned to appreciate it. And what I would do is actually make it a school, like we would do a learning thing. And if they asked me why, I would just say, this is why we're making these changes. Or, and even though they were young, I went ahead and just told them so it would become a part of them. So they probably knew more than any health class.
Yeah.
And so just kind of communicating to them instead of just saying, this is what we're doing. I really educated them and told them why. So that was a big thing. Mm-hmm. And if they're sick now, they're always calling me and telling me, Mom, what do I do? Or this and this. And then I love herbs and I love essential oils. And one of my sons, Morgan, calls them Jesus oils. He's like, I need some Jesus oils, Mom. Where are they? They'll put oils on their friends. So they're really on board with all that. But my husband, so we're blended, right? Mm-hmm. And, when we got married, he wasn't so sure about all this health stuff, but he's pretty much the natural supplements and everything, he's good, but he is so picky. Yeah. And he does not, I'm telling you right now, he does not eat anything healthy. He does not.
Funny.
He does not eat vegetables. He does not, I mean, anything. So that can be difficult. So I think my tips for that would be I will cook a big meal for him, and I'm not going to be 100% perfect, so I will sit down and eat with him sometimes and then make sure that he can have leftovers or whatever. And then the next night I'll cook real big or I'll have already meal planned for me. So it's ready for me to go. Mm-hmm. So just planning is the biggest thing with the meals, just making big portions. So he'll have plenty to choose from. Or when I go to the store, I'll say, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And just get what he's wanting.
Yeah. And I think that planning piece, it's important for even just us as women trying to, you know, make sure we're eating healthy, is having the things that we need so we aren't getting hungry and turning to some other snack that's just available or something. Like actually having pre-thought through, okay, this is what I'm going to have for this meal, even like lunch and breakfast, thinking through those things that a lot of times I think we kind of neglect and then just don't follow through on eating very well.
Yeah, it sets yourself up for success. And I'm the personality type that some days I may have bad weeks because I didn't plan, and I've got to have something easy to grab.
Yes.
So that's my advice, is give yourself stuff that's easy to grab and even easy for the kids to grab. Make their own little snack bags or own little snack Tupperware things so they can grab them. And it's, you know, it's just healthier snacks.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it can feel overwhelming, like doing all of the prep work, but all the time that it saves you and all the frustration and the decision fatigue that you end up with if you're constantly trying to figure out what to eat next, like having that all taken care of, that's a huge stress reliever for me.
Yes. And budget friendly, because you're not kind of running and grabbing something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, those are great tips. So if there's a mom who thinks she might have diastasis, or she knows that she does, but she doesn't know where to start with the whole healing process, what is like the number one first off tip that you would give her?
Well, my site is fittabulousmoms.com. And what I would do is I have a tab up at the top called diastasis. If you click on that tab, you can go down and it says how to check if you have diastasis. So I would think that was the first thing you need to do.
Okay.
You need to find out, you know, how many fingers wide you're looking at, what's the depth. And this is the other thing that you're going to hear sometimes, is people always talk about the width.
Mm-hmm.
The depth is really the most important.
Okay.
And women don't really realize that. But I do talk about that in the video where I demonstrate that. And then the other thing, if you really want to get a basic foundation, is I have a 5-day diastasis challenge on my site for free. So when you go to fittabulousmoms.com, I have a picture of me, and you can just click on that image and you can just get that 5-day diastasis challenge for free.
That's
the very basics of learning what you need to learn and be practicing every single day.
Yeah.
If you have it. And people want to skip the basics and say, no, just give me the workout. And it's not that easy.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think those are really good resources. Yeah. Because helping people become knowledgeable about it, it's just like anything. If you learn why it's there, why it happened, how you fix it, what's going on with it, you're going to be able to stick with it more because you understand what you're doing.
And yes, and also take it day by day. Diastasis is it can be traumatizing for some women.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women just focus on it and it absorbs them.
Mm-hmm.
It just becomes, it causes some of them anxiety. So instead of focusing on the diastasis, I really want them to focus on the day by day journey of strengthening themselves. And you're getting a stronger pelvic floor, you're getting a stronger core, and that's going to be huge in your health. And I know that's easier said than done, but if you can try to focus on that, that can help.
I think that's really good advice. Yeah, because it can feel daunting when it's just like, I look 4 months pregnant all the time. When's that going to stop?
Yes.
trying to focus on the day by day. I think that's good advice.
Yes, day by day. It is a marathon, not a sprint.
Yes, which can be daunting, but I think that's important. And that's why I think the other part of being in like a boot camp kind of group is when you have those down days, somebody else is having an up day. And so they're able to encourage each other. And yeah, I think that's a really another big benefit to doing it with other women.
Absolutely. I agree.
Okay, well, I think we're about ready to jump into the questions that I like to ask all of my first-time guests. So are you ready for them?
I guess so, yes.
Okay, they're easy and fun.
Okay.
Okay, candles or essential oil diffuser?
Oh, essential oil diffuser.
Okay. Cloth napkins or paper?
Paper.
I would love to say I'm cloth napkins, and I've had so many people who've said they are, and I just,
Have time to wash them.
Right?
No. That's one more thing to wash. I
still have people
it.
Peeing the beds every night. Like, yeah. I have sheets to wash. I can't be doing the cloth napkins. Okay. City or country?
Oh, you know, that's a toughie. I would say I didn't grow up in a real big city. My heart yearns to move to the country, I think, but I don't know if I would really love it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the idea of it sounds wonderful to me. So, but a big city, no way. No way. Maybe suburb. Can I say suburb?
Sure.
Okay.
The in-betweeny answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Paper or digital?
Paper.
Okay.
Paper. Even though I have to do so much online, I still have to, I like to see everything.
I know. There's something about writing something down.
There is.
It just feels different, and it helps me remember it better, and it's prettier.
Yes.
We come back to it. Okay, shopping, online or in-store?
Online.
Okay. So it's 4 o'clock, you're making dinner, and you need a mental break. Do you listen to a podcast or music?
I listen to a podcast.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
I have so many that I listen to. I can't even pick a favorite.
I'm like the podcast hoarder.
Yeah. It's so hard to pick. So I don't know that I have a favorite.
Okay. So chocolate, milk or dark? Or do you even eat it at all?
No, I love dark chocolate.
Okay. I love you more now.
I am not perfect, and you would feel way more comfortable knowing that.
Yes. Okay, sports or no sports? I think this is probably obvious, too.
Well, it depends. Okay. I don't love to watch them, but I like to play them.
Okay. So, Periscope, would you rather broadcast or watch?
I'm loving broadcasting. I'm finally getting that down in just creating relationships with people like that. But then when you watch, you can create relationships with people too. So I like both.
Okay. What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie. Oh my goodness.
I know. It's a hard one.
Yeah, it's a hard one. You know, this is funny. I love Shawshank Redemption.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's the movie that popped into my mind. I love Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, if that one's ever on TV, I just kind of can't help but stop and, you know, let the channel rest there for a while because it's such a classic.
I love that one. But I don't know if it's my favorite, but I do love that one.
Okay. So if you were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum and 0 was totally not crunchy and 10 was like legs unshaven, dreadlocks, singing Kumbaya by the fire, where are you at?
Oh, maybe 7.
Okay.
Maybe 7.
That's
yeah.
a very respectable answer.
Yeah. I think my husband would be like, what are you doing if I got up a little higher than that?
I hear ya. I know. But then again, my husband, I told him I thought I was at like a 7. He was like, what? You're not that crunchy. I was like, honey, you're just used to how weird I am. Like, you don't realize that most people don't do these things that we do.
they get used to it, right?
They do. Yeah. They're like, what? And everybody doesn't cloth diaper? Like, I thought that was normal.
It's normal. Yeah, but it becomes normal. And what's so hilarious are my stepkids. They were like, what?
Yeah.
What is this? And now they will come over and say, I need a concoction. Or they'll be calling me or texting me saying, what do I take for this? Or they'll be like, and telling friends, if you come over here, if you're sick, just take this. You'll be better in 2 days.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
How funny. Well, that's very cool. So again, if people want to find you, they can go to fittabulousmoms.com, right?
Yes.
And find you most places at fittabulousmoms or at Olivia Cagle on Periscope.
I am fittabulousmoms on Periscope.
Oh, you are. Did I have that backwards?
Yeah, and I am I believe I'm Fitabulous Moms on Twitter, but I think you can find me at Olivia Cagle too. Snapchat, okay. I'm just starting to dip my toe into, and I'm Olivia Cagle on that.
Okay.
And Instagram, I'm Fitabulous Moms. So
awesome. And we'll have all of these links in the show notes, so people can just go to boldturquoise.com/15, and we'll have all the links there. And you can be watching your website and different social media channels for when the next boot camp's going to start?
Yes, and I don't know exactly for sure when I am running my next one, because I am also in the middle of creating a pregnancy boot camp because...
Ooh, awesome.
Yeah, I think that I would rather do that too, so I think... I've got to really figure out when I want to run them and everything, but
sure.
I think that's going to be fun. And the other thing I was going to say, I do offer a 20-minute free consultation. So if you have any questions, you can. That's a great way to get your questions answered. Mm-hmm. And if you go to my website, there's a contact button on the bottom that kind of pops up, and you can let me know that you're interested in a free consultation.
That's awesome. I think that's a really great service that you offer and can really help get people's more personal questions answered of what it's actually going to do for them. So
yes,
that's awesome.
And it's hard just to email some of this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Well, thank you so much for meeting with me today. I think this is going to be a really valuable show for a lot of women.
You're welcome. And I'm so thankful and just blessed by you getting the awareness out and just talking about it and educating the women more. This is so important. So I'm just so thankful that you're doing this.
Well, having done, you know, the whole doula thing, this has always been that kind of niche part of that I've wanted more women to realize and understand. And so it just felt like the perfect hand-in-hand way for me to be able to not have to come up with the information myself,
but yeah.
Point everybody to somebody who really knew what they were talking about. So I'm just so appreciative that you have all this information out there.
Well, thank you, Mackenzie.
Yes. Well, thank you for coming on.
You are welcome. I'm very blessed by this.
Oh, thank you. So am I. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So that's it for episode 15 of Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Don't forget to head over to shop.boldturquoise.com to pick up your classic CTL mug or one of our brand new summer tumblers. And until next time, ladies, as always, go be bold and gracious.